one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize
It's Randy Newman. He's one of my favorite guys.
So who is he talking about dropping the big one? Well,
that's a song called Political Science.
Oh.
And so he's...
Listen to the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk radio station, bringing you a lineup of live talk radio every single weekday. Kick off your afternoon with local headlines and multiple trains of thought by listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Tune in for the political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show every day from 3 to 6 p.m. right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Oh, okay.
Cartoon-like movies, but he's a funny guy. He's a good writer.
You know, we've been spending the first half hour of the show, we've been talking about recession and inflation and all those things and the war, and they're all interconnected. And I don't know, Sandy, I know there hasn't been a time in a while where we've had a major war, inflation and recession. You know, we've had inflation and recession before, and as you stated, that's called stagflation.
Yeah, we had that in the 70s.
Yeah.
It came after Vietnam, so yeah. It was basically a little bit of the fallout from Vietnam.
But probably. Not simultaneously, all three of these things.
Right.
And so I want to keep sticking with that for now, because there's so many tentacles and that are coming to impact and affect. You've been talking now over the last couple of years or so when we've had conversations about the middle class and the amount of people who are living paycheck to paycheck. Suburbs and everywhere else, people are living paychecks to paychecks.
Yeah, people, I mean, Americans have always been sort of notorious as compared to the rest of the world for how much money they save and actually how much money they don't save. And so when you don't save money, that means you're basically adjusting your standard of living to match your paycheck. And what's happening right now in the world, actually, even in the United States, is with a rapidly rising price of housing, more and more people are adjusting the percentage of their disposable income that they're willing to spend on housing in order to buy that house they now want. And so the percentage of money spent on housing is going up, which puts added pressure on the fact that people will increasingly live paycheck to paycheck. People who live paycheck to paycheck have a great deal of trouble dealing with inflation. The price of everything goes up. Everything they were buying in that paycheck to paycheck environment begins to pinch at the edge of what they can buy. And we're already beginning to see a reduction in the purchase of durable goods, meaning these goods that last more than a couple of years. So a durable good is like a washing machine or an automobile. And while there's a shortage of automobiles, so it's hard to tell what the total volume of demand for them is, there isn't such a big shortage on washing machines. And there's been a reduction, according to Whirlpool, I think was reporting it, that durable goods has begun to nose down, which tells you that these people who are beginning to feel the pinch.
But if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and now my paycheck is impacted and affected as it will with recession, then I'm going to use plastic. And I'm going to live more off of plastic.
Well, yes, one of the lead indicators as well is debt going up, and also maybe the repayment rate going down. So the default rate goes up. Well, the default rate is going up on used car loans, for instance. There were a great aggressive move in the direction of providing more credit for that as the price of used cars went up the last couple of years. So there are beginning to be telltale signs of this pressure. And as I was saying, I think on another earlier show, most of the medicine to defeat inflation is designed to either take money out of the pocket of buyers, either by increasing the cost of credit so that plastic becomes exceedingly expensive. Incidentally, when inflation gets really bad, like it is in Brazil, the annual interest rate in Brazil for plastic isn't 18%, it's 375%. Oh. So it can get pretty steep if you get into a truly inflationary environment, right?
Let's do this. Yeah. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
CJ from Stoughton.
Okay.
Hey, CJ, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl.
All right, go ahead.
You and Sandy, remember? I'm the angry one.
not today, Sergi, CJ, I can tell.
Go ahead, CJ.
Well, we're living in a Democrat world today. The Hunter Biden and Harris administration, do nothing Harris administration, are destroying our country. And how much damage can they do till the midterms? Well, they got an open border. They're going to end Title 42. Inflation skyrocketing. Inflation won't stop till the
interest
rates get higher than 9%. Larry Summers, Obama's Secretary of Treasury, said to the Democrat, progressive, liberal, Marxist, socialist Democrats, don't do it. Don't do this spending. You're going to cause inflation. Biden catered to the progressive, liberal extremists. And sure enough, look it, he won't end the border, he won't end inflation, and they're going to do a hell of a lot of damage before the end. We still remember Afghanistan. We still remember that we left allies and Americans behind. We're watching Russia. This is the guy that he could go toe-to-toe with. Well, he's making a laughing stock out of America. He's destroying our country, and we're finding out the truth, who the big guy is. $10 million from China waiting for the big guy.
Well,
so, Sandy,
please tell me
who the big guy is.
CJ,
I'm angry.
No, let me ask you a couple of questions, CJ. The border in Mexico, I understand the need. There is obviously a need to have a controlled border. But how many immigrants should be allowed through the border in Mexico? What do you think the right number of immigrants coming from Mexico ought to be in a year? Should there be any, or how many?
Well, I believe there's a legal process already.
CJ, we let you speak. Of course there's a number, CJ. There's a number. Every country has a under the U.S. policies, there's a number of restricted. Well, no, just hear
me
out.
Hey, Sam, bring him down. Bring CJ down. Bring CJ down.
CJ,
go ahead, Sam.
Well, CJ, let me. A couple of questions, but I think one is, and if we have a dialogue, you're worried about there being too many immigrants coming from Mexico. So my question is, how many would not be too many? So that's the sort of the, because if the number coming in isn't too many, then the problem isn't necessarily so great. Or if the number coming in is only 10% too many, then the problem you're identifying isn't too great. But you only talk in hyperbole, and I thought if we could just talk in basics. And then the question about the Afghanistan problem and trying to tee that up as what causes the problem in Ukraine. Most of the experts who look at this are saying more that the issue is more related to what happened in Syria, and Russia was actively involved in Syria, and the United States was in a position to be involved with it, and how the world handled the Syrian problem when Russia jumped in and aided the government of Syria against its insurgents, and used gas and various kinds of processes in the war, and as well, Russia was accused in that process of running roughshod militarily in Syria. And most people look at that and say that's what fueled the possibility in Putin's mind that he could conduct the war that he is now. My view, and I think another view of many scholars who look at this, is that the table was set for the war in Ukraine in some very complicated ways that America was undoubtedly complicit in, and that America ran through the administrations of Obama and Trump and now Biden.
So let me say this, CJ, before we bring you back up. Here's one of my main issues with you. You call and you're off the subject that we are talking about. You know, it's not the CJ show. So CJ doesn't get to change a focus of what we are talking about, which is what you just did. So do us a favor. If you are going to call, be on topic, and then we'll let you in. But this is the last time I'm going to let you call and change the subject, which we are focusing on. Bring it back up, Sam.
Well, and CJ, I think the one thing you talked about that was on topic was this question of the Biden administration, whether it has essentially sponsored the inflation we're experiencing, when in fact, there are so many causes associated with it, and some of those causes are clearly involved with the pandemic and the stimulation payments that were made during the pandemic, most of which were made actually during the Trump administration, much of it was voted on by a bipartisan vote. And most of it was pursued by Republicans as much as Democrats. Now, the question of what's going to happen to control inflation has a lot to do with what the head of the Federal Reserve, Powell, who incidentally was a Trump appointee, what the Federal Reserve decides to do, which they're seemingly taking an aggressive role in it, and as well how government expenditures are played out. And so Larry Summers, incidentally, had a lot to say about what was handled during the pandemic recovery as well. So, you know, he has worried about the amount of debt being incurred worldwide by governments, and worried about how the debt that was incurred in response to the pandemic would be handled. What he had to say was much more complicated than just an admonition to the Biden administration.
All right, CJ, and stop being a one-hit wonder. Discover some new material.
It's all facts, Earl. I addressed issues that you brought up, paying people more to stay home, inflation on day one. This president attacked our energy.
Got to go to a break.
What's the number?
844-967-2789 is the number. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one, pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old.